Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, you might recall over the past couple of weeks, we've been playing some audio stories from the Strathbogie region. Strathbogie Shire Council collaborated with podcast company Storytowns to produce little audio stories about each of the Strathbogie Shire towns. But as a bit of a lure, I guess, for prospective visitors, but also as just a little bit of a delightful listen for local people, we've already played the ones for Nagambie, Euroa and Violet Town, and this morning I'm going to play you the little audio story about Strathbogie itself, put together by Storytowns. Enjoy!
As you wind your way into Strathbogie, you'll notice a few buildings, a general store, a town hall, a uniting church, and a primary school. Pop into the store and say hello to Pam. She makes the best coffee in town, which is just what you need after a scenic drive. But the buildings are just part of the beauty of this town, which is home to around 300 people. Make sure you get out of the car and have a good look around Strathbogie, as well as a statue of a ram, a gift to the town from Japanese wool buyers in 1989, you'll soon see what this town is all about. The nature is stunning. The trees, the granite boulders, the swimming holes, the birds and the wildlife. Strathbogie rocks, farms and forests. And no one loves a local forest more than Simeon Ayres, who's a farmer, baker, miller, artist, mapmaker and writer. Sim came to Australia from England in 1986 and settled in Strathbogie 21 years ago.
I've only just become a local, so we've only lived up here 21 years now. I've always loved the forest. I've got a keen interest in mapping. Since moving up here, I always wanted to find out those places, those little places which were off the beaten track and a long way away from anywhere, you know, the little secret folds in the hills here. I reckon one of the greatest places up here would be just to drive to the top of Mount Wombat. You know, you can drive up in a two-wheel drive and see from the top there, and you can see for miles in every distance from there. But also that state park up there, don't just park and stop at the top, walk off into the forest there. It's an incredible piece of country. And likewise, the state forest up in the Strathbogie State Forest, which rises up to about 1,100 metres. It's one of the few wild places left in Victoria. And if you consider what the Goulburn Valley here would have been like 200 years ago before white settlement, we probably have about 3% of the native vegetation left here. You'll be blown away, you know. There's some of the big old grey gums up there would be 600 or 700 years old. There's some hollow trees up there which you could hide a team of horses inside the hollow.
Sim's always loved the forest.
I was actually brought up in England, and when I was a kid, I remember the particular time when I was called to go to church. I used to go and hide in the forest. The forest became my church.
Sim fell in love with the Strathbogie Forest as soon as he landed in town. He loves the shifting seasons and watching the wildlife. And he has a few tips if you're keen to engage with the local animals in their natural habitat.
You probably won't see much wildlife unless you go up there with a spotlight at night, a powerful spotlight, and shine it up in the trees, and you'll be seeing eyes everywhere. You'll hear the sound of the forest. I mean, there's a tiny glider called a feathertail glider that's about the size of of your thumb, I guess. But no one sees them because they're nocturnal. So you can hear the sound of the forest at night. You can hear the owls. You'll stand in one place, say, up on top of Mount Strathbogie, and you'll hear boobook owls in every direction calling out to each other. And then you'll hear owlets, and you'll hear powerful owls as well calling out to each other. And that's just one of the sounds of the night up there, you know. It's just you and nature there.
Sim believes you feel a real connection to the traditional owners of the land when you're in the forest.
If you have a native culture, a First Nation culture, at least 50% of that First Nation lives in the land itself. So it's still there, you know. The voices in the land are still there. I brought curiosity with myself, and it was just like, let's have a look. What's down here? What's down here? What's down here, you know? There's one particular women's place, you know, where every time I walk down that creek, It's as if a big hand is kind of ushering me through and saying, come on, through you go, through you go. You can't stop here. You're not a woman. Through you go. So there's a relationship that I reckon I was born with, you know.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, just my take on it. Yeah.
It's a lovely way of looking at the land. Sim is also closely connected with the town of Strathbogie. He actually bakes for the local community, so look out for his Milkwood bread. Strathbogie is also grazing country. Wool has been the town's main industry, but high up in the hills, you'll find Sevens Creek Wagyu, a 900-acre farm that has brought a Japanese farming approach to Strathbogie. The Seven Creeks runs through the property, where the Wagyu cattle roam and are raised in traditional Japanese ways. Christine McGregor says the farm was her retirement project, though it sounds like she's working harder than ever. She started out with 6 Wagyu cattle in 2006 and now has a herd of 600. Chris had previously farmed Angus cattle. So what makes Wagyu so special?
It's about the flavour. Wagyu is a marbled beef. Originally, they were like pack horses in Japan, working in the snow and not always have a lot of feed. So their bodies used to store the fat, and that's how the marbling works. It's actually that stored fat for energy. This breed of cattle has the ability to do that, whereas an Angus doesn't or a Hereford doesn't. It really is all about the marbling and the flavour profile that marbling delivers. It is just delicious. It is exquisite beef, honestly. Mm. Very tender.
What's really special about Chris's property is she's now opened it up for farm gate lunches, where you can have a Wagyu steak while you're sitting by the creek.
In years gone by, because I've been selling to restaurants, each year or a couple of times a year, I invite the chefs up for a lunch because those guys work really hard. They work long hours. So I invite them up to the farm for lunch and we just sit down on the creek and have a few drinks and a barbecue, which they have to cook. yes. I'm not cooking for chefs, I can tell you.
Good point.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, they all enjoy it. You know, they all love getting out of the city and just seeing something a bit different. So that's what made me think about it, you see. Yeah, so, I mean, I did sort of launch a little online store and then I thought about the Farmgate store. You know, these two could work together, you know, and give me a bit more volume. So we've got 8 or 9 tables strategically placed. So each table has a view of the creek running or a view of the rocks. You can certainly hear the water running from all of the tables.
Nice.
And then we've got the fire pit and some workstations for the chef in front of house. So they actually cook, plate and serve from the creek.
Bring your own bottle of wine from the local wineries and enjoy a Wagyu steak by the creek, or maybe a Wagyu pie. This is a dining experience you'll never forget, and it sounds like Chris won't be retiring anytime soon. To reserve your spot at one of the Farmgate barbecue lunches, Google Sevens Creek Wagyu, and you can book in from there.
Perfect. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, see you again, Jared.
Yep, Strathbogie, it's a place you'll want to go back again and again. This is so much to explore. I'm Jared Pickford. This has been a Storytowns production in partnership with the Strathbogie Shire Council. For more information, click on the information button under the podcast profile. That's a white button with the eye.
Can you tell the difference between a runny nose and COVID? A cough from a COVID cough? What about a fever from a COVID fever? Only a test can tell. Do your bit by getting tested at the first sign of any symptom and staying home until you get the all clear. For testing locations, visit coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Goulburn Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we'll be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor. Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepherd & Mowers & Leisure. New owner, new name and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning and cutting with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepherd & Mowers & Leisure, New Merca Road opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
Fig Jams on Central. At Fig Jams on Central, you'll find family-grown and naturally produced varieties of fig-based jams and other products, including fig syrup. They sell direct to the public and also welcome any wholesale inquiries. Fig Jams on Central is at 215 Central Avenue, right next door to Gattuso Transport, Shepparton East. Open every weekend, Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Fig Jams on Central. Yum.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.